lived in this house?
Well, I was born in it. Well, I haven't lived here all my life, but we moved back here in 1940, I believe it was, when my father died. We moved back in to take care of my mother, and we've been here continuously since then.
Uh-huh. Certainly it's a nice house.
It's an old house. Started out as a three-roomed house as the family grew, and the house grew.
How many rooms does it have now?
And Lord knows, I don't have to count. There were seven children eventually.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the only one. There were six sons. I'm the only son that's left. And I have one sister. She doesn't live here. She lives in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you give me your full name, please?
My full name was Herbert Hammond.
Okay. And your address?
South McIntosh Street.
Okay. And that's in Elberton?
Elberton, yeah.
You said you were born and raised right here?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, let's see, what
else? I haven't lived here all the time, though, as I say. I've lived out of Elberton for some years and was in the Army for a while.
Uh-huh. Well, when you lived outside of Elberton, where'd you live?
Well, I lived mostly at Bennettsville, South Carolina, and then a little bit at Maxton, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
A little while in Mountain City, Georgia.
And about how long all told would you say that you were away from Elberton?
I left here in about 1916, I guess, and got back about 1921 or 2.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
About 4 or 5 years.
Well, would you mind telling me how old you are?
A bit in the world. I was born October 14th, 1891. I'll be 77 next month.
You certainly don't look it.
I look about 200 back then. My wife and I are born the same year.
Well, you'll be having your birthday soon, and we'll have October 4th. That's just a few weeks away.
And we observed our 50th wedding anniversary in April.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's your religion?
Presbyterian.
And you go to a Presbyterian church here in Elberton?
Yes, First Presbyterian Church.
Uh-huh. And what about your wife? Is she a Presbyterian?
Both, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Grew up in the same church.
Well, was she born and raised near here?
She was born and grew up, she was born at Griffin. She was reared here, and the people moved here when she was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
She lived here ever since.
Uh-huh.
Except for a little while they were in Atlanta.
And what's your occupation, Ms.?
I don't have one now. I'm a retired newspaper man. I do still write almost altogether feature work.
Mm-hmm. That must be nice, so you can pick and choose what you do.
Well, it's much nicer than trying to have to cover everything like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing the regular news work, I worked on the Elberton Star, and I've done been local correspondent for the Journal for a good many years, and I've done quite a lot of work for the Journal magazine.
Mm-hmm. Let me see now, there's another question I'd like to ask you along those lines. Are your people from Elberton? Were your parents from
Elberton? No, they're from Anderson County, South Carolina.
Uh-huh. On both sides?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what about your grandparents? Can you go back?
Yes, and my maternal grandfather was a German. And he came to this country when he was just a boy and learned the cabinet maker's trade, or he was at Anderson, and my father, then my great-grandfather was named George. He was over in South Carolina over at Anderson, and he was a cabinet maker, and so my grandfather served his trade under Mr. George and married his daughter. And then my father, he was G.F. Tolley was his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father, he learned the cabinet maker's trade under my grandfather, Tony, and he married his daughter, my mother. So